Disney's The Mandalorian third season ratings and viewership crashing. By Warner Todd Houston on April 6, 2023. The third season of Disney's The Mandalorian appears to be the worst received to date, with viewership declining and ratings for the latest episodes tanking. This season has three of the lowest rated episodes of the series, with this week's offering, featuring Jack Black and Lizzo, coming in at the lowest of them all. This week's episode, Chapter 22, Guns for Hire, features comedian Jack Black as Captain Bombardier and pop singer Lizzo as the Duchess, who, along with stars Pedro Pascal and Katie Sackhoff, take on rampaging robots and blow things up. While the Star Wars characters are certainly experts at blowing things up, it appears that the fans are blowing the episode off. According to ratings at both IMDb.com and Rotten Tomatoes, it is the lowest rated entry of all three seasons of the series, bounding into comics points out. The episode has earned but a 6.8 viewer rating at IMDb, the lowest by nearly a full percentage point of the year. None of the other five episodes have earned less than a 7.1, and most are 7.5 and higher. Indeed, this week's is the lowest rated of all three seasons. This season also suffers with the three worst rated episodes of the series, with its March 1st episode winning only a 7.5 rating and its March 15th episode hitting a low of 7.1. The only other episode as low rated is the 7.5 rating seen from season 1's December 6, 2019 episode. These aside, every other episode rates higher than 7.5 and most are in the 8 range or more. So, of the four episodes rated at 7.5 and below at IMDb, three of them are in this season. Meaning half the season so far has been panned by fans. The ratings are no better at popular movie site Rotten Tomatoes. Ratings for season 3 of The Mandalorian have cratered on Rotten Tomatoes compared to seasons 1 and 2. So far this year, the audience score has reached only 68%. That compares very unfavorably with season 1, which earned a 92% audience score, and season 2, which found itself with a 91% rating. Some fans took to social media to blast the Lizzo starring episode. Viewership has also begun to spiral down for the series. According to Nielsen ratings, during the season 3 premiere the series earned 823 million minutes streamed, whereas during the season 2 premiere, the series racked up 1.030 billion minutes watched, Bounding wrote. The series has not been without controversy. Season 2 was retooled when Disney fired actress Gina Carano after season 1 because executives did not like her social media posts. And on the other end of the political scale, star Pedro Pascal raised eyebrows when he said Kyle Rittenhouse murdered the violent criminals and Antifa rioters who attacked him during a Wisconsin riot in 2020, despite that he was acquitted for the shootings when it was ruled that he acted in self-defense. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.